USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," explanation point.
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal.
In the Oval Office, the president taking questions from reporters, one on the importance of the census.
I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
The president speaking there at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Some very scary moments as firefighters called to the scene of a possible sarin gas situation at a Facebook mail facility in Menlo Park, California. A suspicious package delivered to one of the building's mail rooms. Turns out the all clear given. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
No one was exposed to a chemical warfare agent at a Facebook mailing facility in Northern California. The fire department in Menlo Park, located just south of San Francisco, says an alarm notified the workers a package may contain the nerve agent sarin. Initially, it was feared that two workers were exposed. A hazmat crew is at the scene and the building has been evacuated.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, investors like the fact the U.S. and China resuming trade talks. The news sends the S&P 500 during the session to an all-time high. The Dow up 117 points to close at 26,717. The Nasdaq up almost 85 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two new books in the works about the Trump White House. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
One of the authors on the outside looking in, the other on the inside looking out until recently, CNN media correspondent Brian Stelter, selling the rights to an upcoming book focused on Fox News and President Trump to Simon & Schuster. The book will be published in 2020. Stelter joined CNN in November of 2013 from the New York Times and now weighs in on Fox News media coverage from his perch as host of the weekly Reliable Sources show on CNN. And reports are former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will be writing a book about her time in the Trump administration. Axios is reporting that she's going to go back to her native Arkansas and relax with family for about a month before starting work on the book. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on that deadly small plane crash in Addison, Texas. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The plane was taking off at the south end of the airport and had just lifted off the runway when it suddenly veered left, crashing into the hangar. From the National Transportation Safety Board, on scene investigating the deadly Sunday morning crash. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.